Nationally, Idaho ranks toward the bottom of states for administering COVID-19 vaccines. But as Rachel Cohen reports, our dose allotment may soon increase slightly.
Idaho health officials still say the state is not getting as many doses as other states because of our high number of residents under the age of 18. At the Coronavirus Vaccine Advisory Committee, or CVAC, meeting on Friday, Sarah Leed said the issue has now reached the White House.
And so hopefully we can get that. They say they're going to correct that.
Leeds is the immunization program manager. She says last week, Idaho was ranked 44th for the percentage of its doses that it's given out.
Of course, we have lots of room for improvement, but we're not last, as at one point I think we were.
But Idaho did rank last on Friday for the percent of the population that's received a dose, according to NPR. To address the biggest hurdle, Idaho's vaccine allotment may increase from 20,000 first doses a week to more than 25,000. And on top of that, a new federal pharmacy program begins this week. Through that, Walmarts and Albertsons in Idaho will receive doses directly from the federal government. CVAC's latest timeline says vaccinating the 65 and older population could take 9 more weeks. Food and agriculture workers are among the next group to qualify, and they're not set to be eligible until April. Rachel Cohen, Boise State Public Radio News.